This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Government forces in Afghanistan battled a major assault Saturday by Taliban insurgents on Lashkargah, the capital of southern Helmand province, as officials said clashes were ongoing inside parts of the city. Both sides reportedly suffered heavy casualties. The fierce fighting forced civilians to flee for safety amid allegations that Afghan Air Force planes had bombed and destroyed a city hospital. Heavy fighting was also reported in the adjoining city of Kandahar, the capital of the province of the same name, and outside the capital city of the western Herat province next to the country's border with Iran. Security conditions have deteriorated across Afghanistan since May 1st, when the United States and NATO allies began withdrawing their last remaining troops from the country after 20 years. Thousands of people protested France's special virus pass with marches through Paris and other French cities on Saturday. Most demonstrations were peaceful, but sporadic clashes with riot police marked protests in the French capital. Around 3,000 security forces deployed around Paris for a third weekend of protests against the pass that will be needed to enter restaurants and other places soon. Police took up posts along the Champs-Élysées to guard against an invasion of the famed avenue. The pass requires a vaccination or a quick negative test or proof of a recent recovery from COVID-19 and mandates vaccine shots for all healthcare workers by mid-September. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The state of Florida has seen its highest yet one-day total of new COVID-19 cases. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Federal health data show Florida recorded 21,683 new cases of COVID-19 Friday. That's the most confirmed in one day since the start of the pandemic. Only a day earlier, the figure was a little more than 17,000. Florida currently accounts for about a fifth of all new cases in the U.S., making it the new national epicenter for the virus. Governor Ron DeSantis has resisted mandatory mask mandates and vaccine requirements, and along with the Florida legislature, DeSantis has limited local officials' ability to impose measures aimed at stopping the virus's spread. I'm Ben Thomas.
Pakistani authorities have imposed a lockdown in the southern Sindh province, including the commercial hub of Karachi and other urban centers, amid an alarming increase in COVID-19 cases. The lockdown began Saturday and is set to last until August 8th, despite opposition from the federal government and the local business community. Sindh's chief minister said Friday that a sudden rise in virus cases had flooded hospitals in Karachi. The new surge appears linked to many of the crowd-attracting activities earlier this month during the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. A Democratic representative from Missouri who was once homeless is pushing for an extension of an eviction moratorium, which expires in a few hours, urging her colleagues to reconvene to pass legislation. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Cori Bush slept outside the Capitol last night with two other representatives and others to draw attention to the end of the COVID eviction moratorium.
The president could have done the executive order working with the CDC, and instead he did push it to Congress, and we had 2 days to get it done. And instead of us getting it done, we didn't. And Congress, the House, recessed.
While some states put protections in for renters who won't be affected, she worries for the millions who could be left homeless.
I know what that's like to also be evicted and have to live out of my car with my two babies.
I'm Julie Walker.
Police in Beijing have detained Chinese-Canadian pop star Chris Wu on suspicion of rape. Following an accusation, the former member of the Korean boy band EXO lured young women into sexual relationships. The pop star had previously denied the accusations. The news was trending as the number one most searched topic on Weibo on Saturday night. Some users online started commenting on Wu's social media account, telling him to get out of China. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.